You listen to Workers Radio. We've got Max Egan online from the Crow House.
Crowhouse.com. We haven't spoken to Max for quite a while. He's been out in the desert. It's great to have you back on Radio Skid Row, Workers Radio there, Max. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. 25 days in the desert. It was a bit of an experience for me, but it was good. I totally enjoyed it. Good to be home, though.
Yeah, did you drink lots of water when you were out there? I mean, this is
it's a necessity, mate, out there. You've got to drink as much as possible. Very hot out there, amazingly hot out in the centre and very hot up in Broome as well. Went up there to check out what they're doing with the gas hub they're building up there to try help the people make a bit of a stand against that. We're actually going to have a big fundraiser for it here in Byron in the next couple of weeks as well.
That's up at James Price Point, is it not?
It certainly is. It's a wonderful place. It's a very, very pristine area, and they're building one of the biggest gas hubs in the world. I think it's the second biggest gas hub in the world they're building there. And there's bilbies all around the area. It's a whale nursery. It's part of the Aboriginal song lines. When the tide goes down, you actually find dinosaur footprints in the reef. It's an incredible area. And so, of course, the Western Australian Premier has sold it out to international interests and intends to destroy it and build a gas hub there. And it's a company called Woodside. They've got kind of their own private army working for them, which is called Hostile Environmental Services. Lovely name. Hostile Environmental Services. Yeah, they don't mind telling you what they do. Wow. And this is the same group that works for most mining companies. It's basically almost like a group of international mercenaries. You've got SAS, Solvers, ExpOps. Yeah, it's kind of like Blackwater, yeah. And they hire themselves out as a security firm to mining interests. And they're very, very nasty people.
Is that legal? Like, they have these sort of, you know, corporation thugs?
Well, legal. It's probably legal, but it's not lawful. That's the difference, you see. Mm. Legal and lawful. That's an interesting point, actually. Legal and lawful. Because what we need on the planet is what is lawful. We need actual law on the planet, but what we find right across our societies is that actual law has been replaced with what is legal. And legal is not lawful. It's a counterfeit law that's been put in place by individuals. See, legal is based on legislation, L-E-G, legal, okay? And legislation is statutory regulations that are given the power of law through consent of the governed. And the purpose of legislation is to remove actual law from the planet and impose the will of the individual in its place. And that's what we're seeing. And that's some of the arguments I was having or discussions I was having while I was over there. There was one particular time at the gas hub at one of the road blockades when the police were there, and they just kind of hang around and started hassling people, and there were a couple of arrests. And I was walking through the crowd. I was being quite belligerent to these people. And, I was demanding rights, and I was asking them why they were breaking the law the way they were doing and all this sort of stuff. The police I was referring to. And I never got arrested because I was speaking from a perspective of trust law. And a lot of people were thinking and saying the next day, how come this guy didn't get arrested? He was mouthing off at the police, but they never arrested him. And it's because you've got to understand how the legal system works. That's something I've been trying to bring to people, is to understand what is legal and what is lawful, and they have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, well, the guy who sold that to Woodside in the first place did it legally, but not lawfully. We didn't ask him to do that for us, Max, but legally they write the acts that allow them to carry on about their business.
Well, absolutely. That's what they... I mean, I saw a talk by Alan Jones recently, actually. Mainstream Alan Jones. It was very impressive, actually, to see that he's speaking out about coal seam gas, and it was really good to see him doing it.
That was awesome, actually. I was quite surprised with that, Max. I mean, I know he's been campaigning, and he's on the 2GB, which is a very conservative right-wing station, and he's one of the biggest broadcasters in Australia. And to see his speech at that press conference was quite amazing. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. One of the best speeches I've ever heard anybody make. And I'm not an Jones fan. And it was great. It was really good to see him speaking out about this issue because it's incredibly important. And something he said during, during the speech was that the farmers have no remedy at law to fight these gas companies. And that's the thing. At law means legal, whereas law is law. They do have remedy in law, but that remedy only lies in equity. So they've got to understand what's going on here. And there is no legal way to deal with this problem, but there is lawful ways to deal with it. And that's the thing. People have to understand what is legal and what is lawful. And the government simply writes legislation, and then they say, well, it's legal for them to do this, because I just wrote a rule that said this guy could come to your house and he can destroy all your land. Well, that's great. How about I write down a rule that says that I can come to your house and eat out of your fridge? I'll put a little rubber stamp on it, and I'll get three or four guys to agree with me, and then we can all come and eat out of your fridge, and if you don't like it, we're going to get these other guys here, we'll give them a uniform, and they can come and beat you up or put you in a cage because you disagree with us. That's what legislation is, and that's essentially what the government is doing to the people of this country, and we need to wake up and stop it.
Yeah, it's interesting to say, we had Michael on 2 days ago, and he was talking about what's going on with Greece. He was quite excited about that. But what he said about the interesting thing about Australia is, and also South Africa, there's a legislation, like you're saying, I think back in the 1800s, I think he was talking about that we're the only two countries in the world that can only own the top of the soil. The rest of the countries around the world can, if you own land, you can own the affinity down to the core of the earth and to the affinity of the sky, I should say. But in Australia and South Africa, because we're so rich in resources, they've made this legislation or this legal law or this legal legislation about that we only own the top soil.
Well,
we've got to change that.
Well, that was introduced in 1910. If you find that any farmers that have a lease that goes before 1910, they've still got that original deed that is prior to 1910, then they own their land to the centre of the earth.
Ah, that's what it is, right.
Yeah, they brought this legislation in 1910, but it's invalid anyway. I mean, it's like I said, it's just legislation. It's statutes. Mm. It's statute regulations, which only apply to corporations and corporate law. Statutes are legislation given the power of law through consent of the governed. But people believe they need to consent to this, but it's not lawful. It's legal, but it's not lawful. And you need to establish who and what you are. You need to understand that you are man. We are man. Man, even under their legal system, their whole legal system, they claim to base it on the laws of God. You go to court, they make you swear on a Bible. Okay, well, let's look at that. According to your Bible, it says God created man and gave man dominion over the earth. Would you like to know my name? My name is man. Man created society, society created government, government created statute law, and then you created the police force in order to enforce these statutes. So you guys are way down the food chain. My name is man. I have a legal person that I can use to operate in your world, but my name is man, and if you're claiming you're a higher authority than God, then I need proof of claim. You know?
And that's, people have tested that, Max, and now they don't enforce the need to swear on the Bible, because they know when they've examined it, people have tested it, and they have lost. So they've made new acts to mean they don't have to swear on the Bible. They just keep writing the book to suit their story.
Exactly. So you don't even apply to their book. You don't even look at their book. I mean, if you ever have to go to court, you stand in who and what you are as soon as you get there. You need to establish yourself as the administrator of your own name. You own all the equity in that name. If anybody else claims they have administration rights over your name, you need to see proof of claim, because you, as the sole shareholder, never granted them those rights to begin with. And say, I mean, I don't even know why I'm in your court. Is this not a court of law? Could you please tell me which law I've allegedly broken? And if a judge names a statute as a law, then the judge has committed fraud on the bench and should be struck from the bench immediately. That's the thing, you know?
I had a lady who tried that with the Occupy last week, mate. She was arrested at the Occupy Sydney protest. She went in there and they used her full name, and she said, no, I'm not that full name, I'm just Anna, and I need to establish your jurisdiction because you don't have any, and she got off.
Exactly. I mean, you can negate the whole thing as soon as you go in there by establishing who and what you are. And they say, if they call your name, say, yes, I'm here regarding that matter. When they say, what is your name? Say, my name is man. And if you have a debate with that, you need to take it up with an anthropologist, because I'm man, you know?
Because when they talk about, they're talking about the birth certificate as the entity.
Yeah, I mean, people say they are the name. I was even in court once, and I said, I said, yeah, I'm here regarding that matter. And they said, you know, they called me up, and they said, I kept saying, no, I'm not that name. I'm man. And the judge said, look, can you hand me the defendant's birth certificate? And they gave him my birth certificate, and he looked at my name, and he read out my name, and he held it up, and he said, is this you? I said, no, that's a piece of paper. I'm over here, you know? See, you've got to understand, when you go to court, you've got to be speaking English. See, they speak a language which is not English. And you've got to establish that you are speaking English. You know, what is your name? My name is Man. That's what I am. If you're debating that, well, like I said, take it up with an anthropologist, but that's who I am. And if you can stand in who and what you are and understand that what these people are enforcing against you are statute regulations, not laws, they are statute regulations. They are words that are written on a piece of paper by one of your employees, which created rules for their organization. And now they're making you subservient to their rules when they're actually your employee. How does that work? That doesn't work at all. That's like you being the owner of a factory. You go to work that day and you find that the guy one of the machines has written out a whole new bunch of company policies for you. And if you don't follow them, they're going to lock you in the tool cupboard. This is not the way society is supposed to run. And that's the basically what legislation is. So people need to wake up to this and they need to stand in their power, because this country is being destroyed by our public employees. What I saw in my trip across Australia, the damage that I saw that's being done to the Hunter Valley, the damage that this psychotic lunatic that's running Queensland at the moment is doing to our food bowl,
And a bligh
needs to be dismissed from office immediately, pending charges of treason. The woman has sold this country out to foreign interests, and she's done it without the permission of the Australian people. It says in our constitution you cannot hand this country to a foreign power. Well, this woman and Christine Keneally and that lunatic we've got running the country, bloody Julia Gillard, she's a disgrace to her country. She's a disgrace to her gender. She should be charged with treason immediately. These psychopaths need to be removed from this office because they need to be arrested and they need to face charges because they've sold this country out. And
yeah, it's interesting.
They've betrayed the trust of the Australian people, and we need to do something about this, folks, because in another 5 to 10 years, Australia's going to look like the moon, and we need to fix this.
That's true. We're going to have a big crack, a nuclear waste dump and the fracking. I think the whole fracking thing, someone I saw said they're just driving you people, Max, you people from the country into where we are, the golems, the goyim, into the city. I mean, that's what the water, you have poison water, and eventually it's going to be pushed in through to the city. I mean, it's Agenda 21. It's amazing.
Absolutely. They're forcing people into the city because, as Alan Jones said, the elephant in the living room is the salt that these wells bring up.
Yeah.
They're turning Australia into a desert. It's salinating all of the soil. You're not going to be able to grow any food here, and you're going to have poison water in this country. The only people that will be living in this country will be the people that are operating the machine, the people that are working the gas fields, the people that are working the infrastructure around the coastal areas and all this sort of stuff. Because, I mean, you're not even going to be able to live in Sydney. They're putting wells in St. Peter's. They're putting Merrickville. Yeah. They want to put wells in.
Right, well, yeah, exactly.
Sydney suburbs.
Yeah, but no, well, I think in January, if it goes through, they're going to start fracking. Start fracking right next to our water supply.
Yeah, well, stop them. You can't let them build it. You know, you need to, I mean, stop them. Lock the gate. Don't let them through. And if any politicians think that they can do this, you need to remove them from office and hold them accountable. Send them to the bloody Hague for trial. Because we cannot put up with this. And any police officers that enforce legislation that supports fracking, wake up to yourselves. You're a bunch of idiots. Wake up to yourselves, because you're destroying your country for your children. And if you think you can come to the Australian people and enforce statute law upon them, which is not actual law, but is actually non-existent contracts, then what you're doing is tantamount to slavery. And you need to have a serious look at yourself, because you are destroying your country and you are destroying the future for your children. So if you're any police out there listening to this, wake up to yourselves, brothers, because we need you to actually prevent crime in this country, and we need you to go and take these politicians down and hold them accountable for their actions, because they are destroying life in this nation.
All right, Max, we'll be back. We're going to go into a song. We'll be back with Max Egan. Can you hold on there for us, Max?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff, man. We're not on there now.
Pretty full on.
Yeah, that was great.
Mate, I saw a lot going across this country. I mean, I've spent a long time teaching people to be calm and teaching people to be empowered, and I'm going on the attack now. I'm going to go out and walk the talk now, because what I saw when I came back across this country, flying across this country, Australia is going to be gone soon. And it's happening while people are sitting there watching television and going out and having the nightlife, and, you know, people have to wake up.
It's the future for the kids, mate. It's disgusting.
It's the future for everything. It's not just in Australia. It's global, you know?
Mm. Just shy of 8:30 here at Workers Radio. 88.9 FM is the frequency. Radio Skid Row is the station. Coming up at 9, we've got Democracy Now, as always, and Deadly Sounds at 10 o'clock, Indigenous News and Views. We've got Jack Frost over there. Jack,
how's yes. it going? Good, mate.
We've got Brother D as well.
Hey, hey.
We've got Max Egan as well with us from thecrowhouse.com. Just told us that we should wake up about what's going on with the fracking. Now, Max, you've been overseas, not overseas, well, you've been over the desert.
Been over the sands.
Over the sands. And you saw Australia being absolutely cratered in. We're looking at a moonal eclipse here, or eclipse of the moon, or craters of the moon. Are we going to turn into Mars, Max, here in Australia, the nuclear waste dump, the fracking?
Yeah.
When you're away, Max, Occupy, what do you know much about Occupy, and what do you think?
Well, look, I actually went up to speak to Occupy Brisbane last Saturday. They've actually been evicted now. They got evicted yesterday, I think. So they're finding a new venue. But so I went up to speak to them because I've been a little bit concerned at the lack of direction of the Occupy movement. I've seen a lot of forces trying to move in, the socialists, the this, the that, whoever has their ism that they want to support. I only support one ism, and that is free ism. And,
Ism the ego.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, all these isms and all these, you know, I mean, socialism, socialists need to wake up to themselves. We've already tried socialism, or we've already seen it in the world. It was called the United Soviet Socialist Republic, which was presented to the world as communism, which wasn't communism, it was socialism. And it didn't work very well, so I don't think we want a socialist government in this country. I don't think we need any government in this country. I think we need people to run our administration for us. Like make sure the roads don't have potholes in them and all this sort of stuff. But I don't think we need governing as such. I think we need to learn how to govern ourselves and stop looking for new parents. Mm. All we're doing is handing our power to other people who all operate in breach of trust. And, you know, we've got this corporate system in place. And it is a corporate system. It's basically a functional rotational dictatorship that we get to elect a new CEO every few years. That's what we've got. We basically live in a very, very low security prison, and nobody realizes it. You know, and the people that are running it are public trustees. We need to look at what's going on here. You know, all these bailouts, everything, what's happening in Greece at the moment. I mean, all the banks getting bailed out in order to support this system based on interest-bearing debt. I mean, the Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh, selling the country off to China and selling the food bowl because Queensland's broke and she needs to support the economy. And yet the economy is based on interest-bearing debt and is bound to collapse anyway. And that's the purpose of interest-bearing debt-based economies. You know, these people will keep going, you see. They'll keep going until they've turned the earth into a lunar landscape and they'll still be trying to balance their books. Like, oh, my God, we've turned the Earth into the moon. We're going to have to go and find some other race out there in the universe now and exploit them in order to pay off our debt to the bank. you know, because they think
yeah,
it's real.
Yeah, that's the lunacy of it, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, it is. You can't have a system based on permanent growth in a planet with finite resources when the currency itself is based on interest-bearing debt. I mean, this is complete lunacy. It doesn't make any sense at all. And if the world does not wake up to itself, it's not going to survive because they will turn this place into Mars. And Australians have got to get up off their butts because we've got 10 to 15 years, folks, because in 10 to 15 years, Australia is going to look like a lunar landscape. And this is going to happen if we don't turn things around within the next 12 months. We need to get onto this right now. We need to stop all fracking. Like God. I said, Julia Gillard needs to be removed from office. Anna Bligh needs to be removed from office. Christine Keneally needs to be removed from office. They all need to face charges of treason. And all contracts that they've signed for overseas interest to mine this country need to be revoked immediately because these contracts were signed without the consent of the Australian people. And they're taking our food bowl and our water. What does it take for this nation to realize that we are at war against corporate interests that our governments have sold us out to? And if we can get all of these contracts revoked, which we need to demand that they are, and countries like China don't like that, then perhaps the Australian people should talk to the Chinese people and convince them to do to their government what we're in the process of doing to ours. Because we need to hold these public trustees accountable or the world will not survive the corporate greed that has overtaken it. And that's the situation that we face, and it's getting very, very serious. I mean, I've been going on the air for 3 or 4 years now, I've been telling people how to be empowered. I've been telling people it's all about energy. You've got to be in love. You've got to be in compassion. You've got to be in empathy. And that is what is causing me to speak out like this. And I'm going to take the fight to the streets now. I've been calm. I've been kind. I've been gentle. I've told people how to be empowered. Now I'm going to go out and walk the talk. And I'm going to take on every one of these governments if I have to. I'm prepared to take and have a debate with any politician, any reporter, any police officer, anybody who wants to come and prove me wrong, because I'm going to speak my truth. And if they can prove me wrong, then do so, please, because I would like to be proven wrong. But I'm not going to sit back and allow my country and my world to be destroyed because of corporate greed and legislation that's been imposed by individuals. It's just not going to happen.
We should be, there you go, for the people that occupy. Occupy, who are these companies that they should be occupying? Jump on their goddamn, you know, their trucks or whatever, so stop them from going in, and because it's already ready to be fracked. I mean, this is...
Well, the problem that we face, like I said, is from our police. Our police need to start doing their job of protecting this country instead of enforcing corporate legislation. I mean, all they're doing is enforcing statutes which don't apply to people anyway. They're using terrorism, they threaten people with violence if they don't comply with non-existent contracts. That's what our police are doing, and that's not what we employ them to do. While I was in Western Australia, I actually said to a police officer, "Are you a public servant?" And she said to me, "No, I'm not." And I said to her, "Well, if you're not a public servant, then that would indicate to me that the Western Australian Police Department is not then a department of government, but is in fact a private company that possibly contracts to the government. Is that true?" And she left the room. But it is true. You'll find that the police force, the New South Wales Police Force, the Western Australian Police Force, the Queensland Police Force are private companies that contract to the government, and they go out and they enforce non-existent contracts against people in the form of statute regulations, which are only given power of law through consent of the government, and they're enforcing non-existent contracts against sovereign individuals of this country. And this is tantamount to slavery. This is indentured servitude. This is a breach of human rights. So these people need to wake up to themselves and realize that what they are doing is being instrumental in the destruction of their country. That is the biggest problem we face. The fact that the police support corporate corruption and enforce legislation rather than law. And these people need to wake up to themselves, because they're basically all we have to turn to. You know, we can't approach the politicians. We can't do it politically, because the system is too inherently corrupt to be able to do anything. We don't need a restructuring of it. We need a complete dismantling of it. And we need to impose an honest system of administration for the people. And we need to have the police actually enforcing law instead of corporate-based legislation. So that's one of the biggest problems we face. So again, if you're out there and you're a police officer, wake up to yourself.
Yeah, and I think they're owned by Tenex, which is a corporation, a military-industrial corporation.
Well, whatever they're owned by, mate, all they're doing is destroying their planet for their children, so they're a bunch of idiots, and they need to realise that.
That's it. Well, this is, yeah, it's amazing how this corporation, I mean, we've witnessed Qantas, the malicious corporate CEO, what's his name, Alan Joyce. Yeah, I mean, this is not government. These are CEOs. This is corporate whores going out there. I mean, this guy has gone out and stood down a whole Qantas fleet, and a lot of people, 100,000 people, stranded.
But yeah, because
I heard in the toiletries all around, they were just like, it smelled like spew and shit everywhere, man.
Yeah,
they didn't give a shit.
No, yeah, well, you know. He earns 13 times what the Prime Minister of the country earns, that man, in 1 year.
Yeah, well, if you look at the involvement with Jetstar and everything as well, you find that Qantas has been subsidising Jetstar. I mean, it's all about bringing down Qantas, bringing down the national carrier, and it's a complete scam.
I heard, Max, that in the packaging department, someone told me that in the knives and forks section when they were packing it, it says Philippine Airlines.
Yeah, that'd be right as well. But, it's great. I mean, around the world, the Occupy movement, it'll be good if as long as people retain the focus, realize that what it's about, they've got to dismantle this money system that's based on interest-bearing debt. They could have put the issuance of currency back in the hands of government where it belongs, but in order to do that, they need to put their government back in their correct position in society as public trustees, because that's what they are. So we need to approach it from that respect. And as long as the Occupy movement focuses on those objectives, it could achieve great things. But at the moment, it's in danger of being co-opted if it hasn't already. because you've got all these people coming in, bringing in their isms, all these people wanting to restructure the political system and all this sort of stuff. Mm. You've even got the Vatican coming on board saying, oh, we support the Occupy movement. We need, you know, because they're talking about the economic downturn, and we support that we can't have this economic downturn. We need to centralize the banking system. And they're not talking about the economic downturn. The economic downturn is a bunch of rubbish. It's a system based on interest-bearing debt. Of course there's an economic downturn. There'll always be an economic downturn, you know. So that's a complete joke. You need to dismantle the entire money system and dismantle this political system and impose in its place a system of government trustees. Put them back in that position where they belong. That's what we need. And the bailout in Greek, I mean, it's incredible. I love the wording of it as well. They say that the announcement of the president of or the prime minister of Greece it took the whole of Europe by surprise, and that the whole of Europe cannot be kept waiting for weeks for the outcome. Well, it isn't the whole of Europe, because the whole of Europe is a bunch of people, and they all know the banks are corrupt as well, and they think the bailout's rubbish. What they're talking about is the leaders of Europe, which is about, you know, 20 or 30 people. The whole of Europe, you know. They love the way they word things, you know.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, like, Greece, a referendum, this is great. I mean, the people will vote if they have their sovereignty. I mean,
there needs to be a referendum in every country for every major decision that's made. There needs to be a referendum on fracking here. There needs to be a referendum on carbon tax.
Yeah.
You know, in every major decision, if you're going to have an actual democracy, well, let's have an actual democracy. You know, what we've got here isn't democracy, because the majority of people don't get to vote. Only the politicians do, you know. And so that's not democracy. And democracy anyway, I mean, we don't even need democracy. We can have democratic votes on things, but a democracy is two wolves and a sheep sitting down and deciding what's for dinner. That's a democracy. A lynch mob is a great example of a democracy. We need something like a constitutional republic where we have unalienable rights that cannot be taken away from us. And if there is a vote that's needed on something, we need a democratic referendum. So you can incorporate a democratic votes within a constitutional system, but you don't want a democratically based government, because that's just mob rules.
Well, people whinge when we get the nanny state, because the nanny state exists because we're too apathetic to decide for ourselves.
Yeah, I know. It's
the nanny state comes in because we go, oh, someone else decide for us. I can't even be bothered to go vote.
Well, it started off as a nanny state, what we had here, but it ends up a corporate monstrosity, and that's what it is at the moment. So we need to separate state and corporate power, and it's good to see that the Occupy movements are saying that. We need to absolutely separate state and corporate power. We need to do that. We need to address the money system and address this trust agreement that is between us and government. That's the problem, is that most people don't even understand that it is a trust agreement. You know, your relationship with the government is a trust agreement. They hold your share of the Commonwealth in trust, and you're supposed to benefit from that. You know, we put these people in place to manage our infrastructure for us, and they're not doing so. They're selling the country out from under our feet, stealing everything they can from us in order to support foreign interests, and then they'll just run off to the Bahamas or something and leave us here living in this lunar crater and huge gas field that they're turning the country into.
Yeah, with weird lesions all over us.
Yeah, so, you know, wake up, Australia. It's time to wake up, folks. It's the party's over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for coming on there, Max. It has been a pleasure having you back on, and you came back safe from the desert.
Yeah, mate, and, safe from the desert. I'll be doing a lot of public speaking soon as well. I'm going to go out and really take this message out across the country. I've had it with these people, and if I'm going to be speaking my truth, and if they don't like it, they can come and prove me wrong.
Awesome, Max. Hopefully you can come down to Sydney and we'll get you back in the studio again.
Absolutely. Love to be there.
All right. Good on you, Max. Cheers, mate.
Okay.
Max Egan from crowhouse.com.
Thanks, Max.